720 WGN. It is Dane here with you in for Dean until 1 p.m. And, of course, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. You can see outside. You can see what I can see, right, if you've got the right filter on your phone, is excitement for the Bears coming up this season. We've talked a little bit about it. Going to do a lot more of it over the next hour and a half or so. And then, of course, excitement for the NFL Hall of Fame. It is the aspirational place that you want to be as a player. And, of course, the Bears are going to be in it as a team playing in that game as well. And a guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it. And the event, I don't want to say it's of the century, maybe of all time, that is going to be able to celebrate the career of Steve McMichael, raise awareness for ALS. And if you are a Bear fan and you want to get in there and experience and be able to rub elbows with some of the all-time greats, this is an event, Mongo's Hall Ball, and you can go to tailgreeter.com. The guy behind putting it all together is Johnny Namoff. Johnny, welcome to WGN.
Hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am okay. How are you? I know that putting these things together it's not easy, right? There's a lot of moving parts with all of this, and we are getting towards it as people are so excited about what you've put together.
You know, this is going to be an amazing event, especially celebrating Steve McMichael and all he's done. You know, a lot of people don't know this. You know, so my brother Michael and I ran a company called Mega Events, and we used to hire Steve in the Chicago Six Band, which was Otis Wilson and Dan Hampton, to come to events all over the city because basically people would want to come to see them, and we would help raise awareness for different things. And a lot of the events were for ALS. So Steve always stuck around. You know, if he played the guitar on stage, he always signed it and did extra. It went way beyond just showing up for an appearance. He would invite people back to his bar in Romeoville and do an auction item like, hey, go watch a Bear game with Steve McMichael. Who wouldn't want to do that and hear the stories? You know, and just one quick story I'll tell you about. There's a gentleman named Matt Toole who had ALS for 12 years.
Wow.
Way longer than, you know, and it's the wife and family, you would say, boy, you know, would you want to, like, go out quick or take a long time? But he got to see his kids. And Matt came to one of these parties, and he asked Steve, hey, can I put some beer in my sippy cup? And Steve goes, absolutely, and got it done for him. And Matt was sitting there, and he's smiling, and Steve goes, what are you so smiling about, Matt? And he goes, you all have to get up to go to the bathroom. I could just go right here. And, you know, and just the sense of humor of people that are, ALS is so devastating. I guarantee you people in your audience right now, the degrees of separation of somebody we all know, you know, and people don't talk about it. It's still, you know, they try to handle it themselves, but they need the community. And we became a community with the Bears, with Missy McMichael, with Steve, all the guys that show up. For me, going up and being in Steve's bedroom and having all these 85 Bears show up and talk about all their bangs and bruises and have some El Bandito tequila, by the way. You know, Steve loves his tequila. So it's just fun to hear the stories. So this event is August 2nd in Canton. We've been planning it for over a year. Wow. You know, and, you know, it was originally called the Caravan to Canton, but the logistics of it, because so many people wanted to go in different things, and then the Hall of Fame said, hey, by the way, the Bears might be playing in the Hall of Fame game.
Right.
And it just is. So, you know, Bears fans, you can walk down a tailgate, and you don't have to worry if someone's a Republican or a Democrat or black or white or yay. It's all Bear fans, and that's what we have in common. And we're all coming in together in common to help raise awareness for ALS and celebrate Steve McMichael's career. And believe it or not, I just talked to Devin Hester and Julius Pepper's wife. They're going to come by the party and say hello, and they're all interested in seeing people. I had the call from Bernie Kosar. Said, Johnny, I know it's a Bear thing, but can I come and celebrate? And I said, come on by, Bernie.
Well, there were so many great relationships that Steve had. We're going to have Bob Golic on with us a little bit later on in the program, too. And he's got some stories. Steve and he were both drafted by the Patriots before they went off to the respective teams where they made such a big impact. And I know, Johnny, we're going to have you on multiple times throughout the course of the program. We were hoping to have you in studio, but we've at least got you on the phone. And when we come back from the break, we're going to actually talk with Joe Collins from Betty's Brigade, and who's going to give a little bit more insight, because you hit on it, is that ALS, we're learning a lot more about it because of Steve and the challenges that he's had, but there's so much mystery tied into this, and that has really been an obstacle for people getting not only whether it's the research, the funding, or the awareness, but even for those individuals that are diagnosed to be able to get right on track with treatments as well. So before we let you go this first time, Johnny, give information about people can get information about Mongo's Hall Ball and get tickets and get involved, and of course hopefully be out there with us next week.
Okay, so you can Google simply Mongo Hall Ball, and that'll take you right to the link to do stuff. Tail Greeters has a website as well as a link, so all you have to do is that, and it'll take you right to a QR code. There's going to be a VIP section. Regular section. There's going to be a great, great auction, of silent auction, and some live stuff. So Jimmy Mac, this is just one auction item that's going to be there. Go to Scottsdale, play two rounds of golf with them, dinner, kick around stories, do a lot of other stuff. If people know Jim McMahon, know what I mean? and have a great time with them. So that's going to be one auction item. And we got a lot of surprises for the people that are coming. And I normally don't do this, but I'm going to give you my cell phone out. Is that okay?
I don't know if that's a good idea, but you can go ahead and do it if you want to.
I like to do this. This is not the number I called you from, though, so it's I need to talk to you today. It's 217-530-8874. 217-530-8874. If you have any information, you can call me direct, but do it after 2 o'clock today, because I'll be talking to these guys. And also, you might have an auction item. Maybe you have a boat on Lake Michigan and you want to take 20 Bear fans out after a game or something. Call me up, because we're taking donations. We need tickets, more tickets sold, because the more people there, the more fun it'll be.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And of course, the Chicago Six, Otis Wilson, Dan Hampton are going to be playing as well. And we're going to have Dan on sharing that a little bit later on in the program. Johnny, we'll let you get back to it. We're going to reconnect with you a little later on in the program. Thanks for everything you're doing, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Oh, good deal. And thank you, guys, because, your family. This is between Jim, Bob, you guys. It's funny how we're all connected in some way. And I look forward to talking to you again in a little bit.
We'll talk in a little bit. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Joe Collins with Betty's Brigade. They are doing so much. They're involved in the events for Mongo's Hall Ball, but also raising awareness for ALS. So keep it here. It's Dane 720 WGN. 720 WGN, high atop Chicago, in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a guy who is involved in an organization that has gotten more attention now than maybe in the past, and raising awareness for it, for all of the things that are happening with Steve McMichael and the Hall of Fame and the challenges that he and Misty have had. But over the years, many families have been hit with ALS and had to deal with it in much less public and probably much less supported ways. And in on this to help raise awareness, and also as one of the organizations benefiting from all of the things around the Hall of Fame, is Betty's Brigade. And we've got Joe Collins. He is one of the co-founders, executive directors for that. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thank you so much for having me.
So ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease is the name that they've given it, in old time ball player and his story and all of the things that go along with it, and the sports connotations often come in to play when people are thinking about people stricken with ALS, but it can happen to anybody. I think the one common denominator with it is that it really comes sort of out of nowhere, and there is just so much mystery around it. Betty's Brigade, and just to give the listeners a little bit of backstory, so Betty was your mom, and she was stricken with ALS, and you guys had to come together not only to deal with that and support her, but then along the lines paying it forward in a big way, raising awareness about it, and then supporting people going forward. If you could, Joe, just give a little bit of backstory to it, just how things happened, just the sort of the inspiration and the genesis for Betty's Brigade.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dane. And a lot of the things that you said are things that most people don't know, that this disease really can and does come out of nowhere. It's really unknown what causes it in 90% of people stricken with ALS. And 10%, we do know that it is hereditary, and that's called familial ALS. But that's 10%. And still, there are just not enough therapies. There's only a couple of approved therapies. And the thing that people, I think, really don't understand, unless it happens to you, is exactly how much it costs families to care for their loved one. It's like I said, you'd almost have to live through it. But when I tell you that expenses, $125,000 to $175,000 a year, are the norm. And in some cases, like Steve McMichael, I can guarantee you, even higher than that. So it is a devastating disease that can come out of nowhere, and it takes a hell of a lot to care for someone in a position, you know, that's been stricken with this disease.
When you look at some of the statistics, some of the things that I've read, that it's people in their 50s and 60s are typically, that's kind of when they become aware or diagnosed or, you know, get the idea that they have it. And at that point in life, you probably have a lot of things established, and you figure you're sort of, you know, kind of, I don't want to say coasting, but you've kind of made it past a certain amount of obstacles. For your mom, like, how did it happen? Because I think that's part of it too. And they say is if you can get diagnosed earlier, as early as you can, that there may be some of those either medications or those things that can slow the progress. So for your mom, like, what happened? Like, how did that go? Because I know it's not easy to diagnose.
No, I mean, I appreciate how much homework you've done on this, Dane, because you're nailing it. For my mom's journey, it took nearly 2 years for her to get her diagnosis. And this is not, also, unfortunately, that's not untypical. The average time is less than that. It's about 12 to 18 months. But in my mom's case, she was falling. She was tripping and falling. And at one point, I think it was my wife that finally noticed that she was dragging one of her toes on her left foot. And she had what is called foot drop, which is very common in limb onset ALS, which is the more common of the onsets. And what you said is so important. People need to know. We need to raise awareness and education, and that's really what Betty's Brigade is all about. Yes, we're trying to raise money, but we're trying to bring awareness and education, because in my mom's case, if the people out on the front lines, you know, when you get sick or you have a problem like I'm falling, you go to your family doctor, right? Or you go to a care center or something, and people don't recognize what these signs are. Had my mom gone somewhere earlier, like an ALS clinic, they would have known immediately. But instead, she was sent to an orthopedic group who did a knee replacement. Jeez. And then after that, things got worse. They thought it was because she wasn't doing her rehab enough. And so what you said is not to give, I will give an extra plug for the Betty's Brigade Foundation, but we're working with a gentleman named Dr. Rick Bedlack, who is the ALS clinic director at Duke University. And it's one of the best facilities in the country, and it's because of him. He has partnered with the Betty's Brigade, and we are working on our sole, you know, number one of our mission is to help educate those out there that need to know, that are in a position to get people to ALS clinics earlier, to educate them on some of the signs to look for, so that people can get to these clinics quicker and they can get therapy like, you know, the pulmonary rehab and dietary issues are the two most important things with this disease. Is if you can get that right, there may do as much as anything right now for adding that quality of life, and then also add in those therapies that are currently available, and that doing all those things, then we're doing everything we can to help those stricken with ALS.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Joe Collins. He's one of the co-founders and driving forces for Betty's Brigade. And you look at this, you know, with the Hall of Fame and Steve and your relationship with Misty, and Steve goes back a few years, a few very important years, right, in a disease progression that is so quick, and you've helped them out with guidance, insight, resources, all of those kind of things. And when you have an opportunity that is filled with so much celebration, which is the Hall of Fame and for Steve, but it also provides that platform and opportunity and audience to raise awareness. It's impossible not to see and understand what Steve is going through, right? This isn't something that he's keeping to himself. It is as front and center as all of this. And so talk a little bit about that, the Hall of Fame stuff, some of the events that are going on, and the ways that Betty's Brigade is participating.
Yes, another really great point, because Steve, being who he is and having been adored by so many in Chicago, people have seen his fight, and I think it's people have been amazed when they have this picture of Mongo in their mind of what, you know, that strapping, unbelievable specimen wearing 76 for the Bears looked like, and now what that disease has done to his body physically. It's astounding. So it is important that public figures do what they can to bring awareness. I got another guy, it's like Steve Gleason, who has started Team Gleason with the Saints. Very, very huge advocate for ALS. And what's going on with the Hall of Fame, with Steve's induction here, is a number of people have come together, a group called the Tail Graders, which they are working with another group called Big Time Productions, and they are putting together a huge tailgate / party / fundraiser on Friday night before the actual induction on Saturday. And Betty's Brigade Foundation is one of the primary beneficiaries, and we're so grateful for them, including us. The main beneficiary is going to be Steve and Misty, and it's going to be a celebration, like you said, of his well-deserved and overdue induction into the Hall of Fame, but also there's a fundraiser attached to it. And every Bears, I just got off the phone with Pat, who is with the Tail Graders, every Bears Hall of Famer player, I think with the exception of Coach Ditka, who was unable to make it, will be at this event, this Tail Graders event on Friday night before the induction, auctioning off a lot of great Bears memorabilia, Mongo memorabilia, trips to incredible destinations. The Chicago Six, the band that Steve Mongo was the lead singer for. And you remember, you know, Dan Hampton is a bass player, and now he sings, and Otis Wilson. Those guys are playing. So the Chicago Six band will be there playing. It's going to be, like I said, a big party and a big celebration, but also a great opportunity to raise funds. And again, the all important education and awareness about ALS.
A big opportunity to celebrate for all those Bear fans out there, the 85 Bears, you know, one of the greatest, maybe the greatest defense of all times, one of the greatest teams in NFL history, certainly in Chicago history. And to have that opportunity to celebrate and honor Steve's career at the same time, but have just such an important higher purpose built into the whole thing with you and Betty's Brigade as a big part of that as well. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. We'll definitely see you out there, Joe. I hope you're going to be out there in Canton for that and being able to take a part personally in all the events. If people want to get more information about Betty's Brigade, ALS, all the things that you guys are doing and looking to do, where are some places they can go? With the website, maybe social media, where can they go?
Yeah, thank you, Dane. So a couple things you can do. You can look us up online, Betty's Brigade, BETTYS Brigade, -ALS.org. You can also look up the Tail Graders online, and you can look up Big Time Productions run by Johnny and Mike Namoff, who have been huge supporters of not only Mongo's, but of raising ALS awareness.
Yeah, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that, for Mongo's Hall Ball, for Tail Greeter and all that. They'll all be in studio with us during the program as well. So a lot of excitement happening, and I know a lot of good is going to come with this, in addition to that great bust in Canton for Steve. And Joe, thanks so much for all you do, for everything that you've put into this, that your family has put into this. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane, for having us, and thank you for what you're doing to bring awareness to ALS. Appreciate it.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a guy who is meeting the moment and meeting the world of football as the world converges on Canton, Ohio. It is the Honorable Mayor Bill Shearer from Canton. Mayor, welcome to Chicago's listeners. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you, Dane. It's an honor to be on here this morning.
You know what? So Canton, obviously, it's not Chicago, but we think of it as kind of America's city, one of America's cities, an all-American city, a city that, you know, anybody who's a sports fan of any note is aware of. So talk a little bit about that. As you are there, the mayor of it, and certainly your duties extend far beyond entertaining the world for the Hall of Fame, but just what it's like, right, gearing up for such a great event.
Well, you know, it's ironic because years ago in the city of Canton, Canton was known as Little Chicago, if you can believe that. And, you know, it's rumored that Al Capone has been down here back and way back in the day numerous times. But, you know, the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, has been the staple of our community for a long time, since the day it opened in the beginning of September in 1963. But the NFL was founded in the city of Canton on September 17th in 1920, which is 104 years ago, and we are honored to have them here.
It's amazing, like that history that is there. And, of course, it is the aspirational ending stop for any career in the NFL, any of those players that are hoping to make their way there. And, of course, as fans make their way to Canton on a regular basis, talk a little bit about that. Obviously, the connections, you mentioned it to Chicago. And then you also talk about just the position within the football world, but just as this big place that people are gravitating towards. And I got to say, too, for Chicago, because of the history as one of those cornerstone franchises here with the Bears, but still this year, it's even more Chicago than ever with, you know, the Bears playing in the game and some key players going in.
Well, and, you know, especially with the Bears, and I didn't even know this till I had to do a little bit of research, but the Chicago Bears have the most inductees into the Pro Football Hall of Fame than any other NFL team, which I wasn't aware of that. And especially with Steve McMichael getting inducted this year. But also, it's just, this is a big deal for the city of Canton. I mean, we're not a large city, but we really try to showcase what Canton's all about. And, you know, our identity is the Pro Football Hall of Fame with all the events that are going to be coming up. We already had the community parade. We got the Balloon Classic Tuesday, or I take that back, Wednesday, we're going to have the first play. Then Thursday, August 1st, you're going to have the class autograph session. You're going to have the NFL game. You're going to have the enshrinement. There's just a list of activities and for stuff. And we're going to have people from all around the world coming into Canton for the next week.
Yeah, and you're as like really the host for it, just kind of welcoming people in. Obviously, there's so much around the NFL and a lot of NFL activities and NFL officials and all that, but you're the actual host for it. How much of a drain, I don't want to say a drain, but as far as your schedule goes, is it pretty much, you know, Hall of Fame centric the entire weekend?
Yeah, it pretty much is. This is going to be, now I've lived here my entire life, and my family's lived in this town for over 110 years, but this will be, and I've been to all the Hall of Fame festivities, but this is the first time because I'm the newly elected mayor for the city of Canton. You know, it's just, I'm going to be at every event, and, you know, I'm excited. I'm really pumped up for this. I'm not quite sure if my wife is, but, you know, but we're really excited to, you know, to be able to greet everybody, and there's just so much more to Canton than even with the Hall of Fame. You have the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but we also have the Hall of Fame Village, which is a $900 million complex. It's, you know, being under construction right now.
Wow.
And what they're looking to do is when you come into the Hall of Fame, they want you to stay for a week, and we're trying to get that to the point where it's a destination. When you go to Cooperstown for baseball and stuff like that, we want to make sure that if we can bring people into town, there is a lot to do in Canton, but if we can make it a destination, and there's some really exciting stuff that's going on right now.
We've been talking with a bunch of people, and of course baseball has got that title, that moniker, America's pastime, but America's favorite sport, and all the statistics convey that, is the NFL and is football. And your wife had to know that marrying you, that was going with the territory, right? That you were going to have to participate in all things Canton, like you said, born there, grew up there. Talk a little bit about this, having seen all of these events from so many different positions in the city council, community development, all of those roles that you have played that I think prepare you to be the perfect mayor for it, right? Having all those perspectives. Talk a little bit about that. You know, now being in this position, probably seeing it from afar, saying, hey, we should be doing a little more of this or maybe a little less of that.
Yeah, because, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, myself not being a career politician, and when I decided to run for this, maybe I look at things a little bit differently. We've always talked about, you know, tying in the Pro Football Hall of Fame into downtown Canton. So about 6-7 years ago, we reconstructed Centennial Plaza, which is themed after the Hall of Fame. And what I talk about when I got elected mayor for the city of Canton, my main focus was every neighborhood. It doesn't matter what street you're on in the city of Canton, every street eventually will take you to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and take you to downtown. It doesn't matter which way you're going. But the focus is, you know, just to redevelop our neighborhoods. And when I make the comment that maybe I look at things a little bit differently, there are things that we can do to enhance things and make things better, but it's also, you have to have the ability to communicate, and we've had better relations with the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the city of Canton than we've ever had.
Talking with Rich DeRosa, the chief communications guy for the Hall of Fame, and it's kind of been their goal too to make it just to have it extend past this weekend of recognition and celebration, because the Hall of Fame is open like 360 some odd days a year. It's open all the time. And although it may be the conversation starter for a person like you and thousands of others who are in Canton, live in Canton all year long, there is more to Canton than even just the Hall of Fame. Certainly you should stop over there, but talk a little bit about that. Like what keeps you there? And of course, all those residents that are living there, raising families, what makes Canton special for them?
Well, you think about how much the Pro Football Hall of Fame is being like an economic driver. I mean, how are we as a city going to communicate, you know, with the thousands of people that are going to just not come in for the Hall of Fame festivities, which are going to be probably a couple hundred thousand people. But how are we going to communicate with all the people from out of town that there is more to Canton about the great restaurants we have downtown and a lot of other things? To give you an example, like Jarabossi's Vineyard, which is in Canton, which is probably one of the best gems that we have. You have Centennial Plaza honoring the founding of the National Football League. Obviously, we know the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You have Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, you have the Hall of Fame Village, the Presidential McKinley Monument, the First Lady's National Historic Site, you know, the historic Canton Palace Theater. There's so many things that, you know, just make Canton a special place to be, but our identity has always been the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it will continue to be that.
I mean, that is the reason that people come there, but then they extend and they go and see the city and some of the other monuments and certainly the restaurants and some of the other things that people who are residents, your constituents there in Canton, get to enjoy all year long. So as we let you go, we know that there's going to be, you know, 25,000 plus people from Chicago alone, minimum, that are going to be heading out there, not only because the Bears are in the game. I don't know if you follow, obviously, you know, all the different teams, but there's always optimism coming into the Bears, and it's always followed, at least the last 20 years or so, by disappointment. But this team has got a lot of people really excited, and so there's going to be, I think, some additional energy. And then you mentioned Steve McMichael. We've got Devin Hester, Julius Peppers, all players that have just a great history with the Bears. So there's going to be a lot of people from Chicago coming to Little Chicago to see you, Mayor.
And I'll tell you this, out of every city that I've ever been in the U.S., Chicago would be my second city, I could tell you that. We've probably been there 30, 35 times, me and my wife and my family, and we love it. And I'm just tickled to death that everybody's going to be coming to town, but especially all the Chicago fans. I'll always be a Bear fan at heart.
Wow, okay.
Technically a Cleveland Browns fan.
Yeah, right. You're obligated to be a Cleveland fan, but as long as you got a little room for Chicago, and we've had room for you to visit, and thank goodness you've got room for so many thousands of Chicago fans, Bear fans, to visit you this upcoming weekend. And Mayor, as we let you go, if you've got like a website, you know, or visit Tourism Bureau or any place that people should check out as they make their plans and make their way to see you.
Yeah, if they want to get on Visit Canton, and I believe if they just Google Visit Canton, Ohio, that is going to be our go-to, you know, organization that the city works with. and it should be able to, it'll bring up all the events and everything else and stuff like that, especially with the Hall of Fame festivities that are going to be happening. So
we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And Mayor, we'll let you get back to it. We know you've got a lot going on, but appreciate you taking time out, not only for us today here on WGN Radio, but also for all those great fans of obviously the Bears and then the NFL coming up this weekend. Thanks, Mayor.
No, I appreciate it, Dane. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one half of the toughest team out there, about ready for the biggest touchdown of the career. It is Misty McMichael. Misty, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you on. Of course, we see you at the tailgates, at the Gridiron Great events, at the Hall of Fame events, so many different events. You have been there and been supporting and representing, and we are down to it now. Some of the biggest events are coming up.
Yes, the Hall of Fame game that is especially for Steve. They're having the Texans and the Bears play, and I heard the Bears went into early practice to see who's going to get to play in the game, so everyone's excited about that. There'll be a parade that Jarrett Payton's going to represent me in, and so that we can present Steve with his Boston jacket here that morning. Then there is different parties and different gold jacket dinners, and then on Sunday they're doing a special thing where I'm going to get to place his bust into the hall on camera.
Wow.
So a bunch of things. It's going to be awesome.
There's so much just, I think, activities and obligations for family members and the inductees as well as they do it. And so this road has been a very long road. All of those challenges with ALS here on the show today, we're going to have Joe from Betty's Brigade. And so this is an opportunity, Misty, not only to celebrate Steve and his career, but an opportunity to raise awareness for all of those challenges that he's been going through.
Oh, for sure. The Les Turner ALS Foundation has been amazing to me. They've had me at their gala every year, and some of the players have donated items for their auction, and they have always been there for whatever assistance we've needed, and I'm happy to put them on the map.
You know, you think about this, with all of the excitement around what's happening in the Hall of Fame, this was not a foregone conclusion. There's so many Bear fans, obviously you and Steve, everybody felt like he should have been there a long time ago and that this is an overdue reward. But talk about just the excitement when you first found out that that Steve was finally getting that ultimate honor and getting in to the Hall of Fame.
Well, first of all, it's taken us 26 years we've waited for this. And yes, we actually had a do not resuscitate on him before the final 12 were listed as the finalists. And when I saw his name in the final 12, finally, after the 100 keeps getting knocked down, you know, I knew he was going to be in. So I said, babe, you know, we're ripping this up. You're going to go, you're going to see yourself get in the hall. I'm so excited. And I knew then. And then when like ESPN called and said, oh, we want to come camp out at your house one day, I'm like, okay, this is the day the hall's calling, you know. Wow. Yeah, it's all been on tape and it's been an amazing journey. It's, you know, that's why I didn't have any social media, but I got Instagram and I got a podcast, and I did all that for Steve to get him in the hall. And I would post things and I would talk about him and I'd interview his teammates about why isn't he in there. And it worked, baby.
You know, you think about all that work that he put in the career, obviously, to have those stats, experiences, yes, the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, to get there. But really the hard work, there is a lot of work on the Hall of Fame that, you know, is all that advocating, right? And being able to do that.
We just assumed that on his stats alone, because that's what I used to tell him. I said, why don't you talk about your stats and stuff like every other guy does? And like, well, you don't boast about yourself. He's like, oh, I already did the work. He's like, you know, it's there. But then when he lost his voice, the trach, I had to get mine and I had to talk about it. And I had to get on social media and I had to call the Hall of Fame out. I would post things on my Instagram, be like, Hall of Fame, what's up? Hall of Fame, where have you been? You know, Hall of Fame, can you hear me now? You know, and they were watching and listening, and they follow me on Instagram now, and I'm close with the whole Porter family. I mean, it's been a long journey, but it was my mouth, his actions in my mouth that got him in there.
an amazing, amazing kind of dream team to make it all happen. And you mentioned some of the events that are going to happen there, and I know there's a big one, Mongo's Hall Ball. A lot of the guys are excited. I know Otis and Dan Hampton are going to be playing there, Jim McMahon. So many great friends of Steve are going to be at this, and it's with the tailgate guys and tail greeters. Talk a little bit about that, because they have been supporting you and you have been there advocating at those tailgates all season long last year. We remember it, bringing players in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That, you know what? The 85 Bear team is like a Bears brotherhood, I call them. They love each other. They grew up together. They played when there was no money involved. They were there for each other through their whole lives. They're like the love story of the whole NFL teams. There's more Bears in the Hall than any other team, and as well there should be. I still think we got a couple more to put in from the 85 team. I'd love to see Jimmy Mack in there, and I'd love to see the Fridge in there. I'd love to see Otis Wilson in there. So I'm not done advocating for them. But after I get Steve in the Hall of Fame for football, I want to get him in the Wrestling Hall of Fame as well.
So, Misty, you mentioned it, and that's one of the great things about Steve, just one of the many. Obviously, that brotherhood with the 85 Bears, still the most iconic team of any time with any sport, so beloved. But Steve had so many friends in the wrestling world, and Ric Flair is going to be out at the Mongo's Hall Ball, too. He has been a longtime friend. Every time I've talked to Ric Flair, he brings up Steve.
Well, you know, Ric is one of his best friends. Ric is a great guy, sweetheart. Can't wait to see him in Canton. Yeah, Rick's going to be there. Joe Gomez is another good friend. It's a wrestler. Joe Gomez is the first guy he ever wrestled when he started wrestling. And then Ric Flair was like one of the last guys he wrestled with. So, yeah, he made friends. And then Stone Cold is a friend, and Goldberg's a friend. Mick Foley, they're friends. So, yeah, he made anybody he met, he made them a better person. That's hard to forget.
It's going to be so exciting. An opportunity not only to honor the career, but to really celebrate. And for that tailgate, Mongo's Hall Ball, I know that's going to raise awareness for Steve and for ALS and all of those causes associated with it. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that as well. And we will see you out there. But Misty, it's like, I got to think it's just been so overwhelming this entire time, you know, all of these activities. When does your Hall of Fame week start? Does it start tomorrow?
I fly in Wednesday morning to Canton, and I fly home Sunday night. But Saturday I'll also fly in on the private jet with Jim Porter and a couple of Hall of Famers and Mac and our daughter to present him with his Boston jacket.
And I know that Steve, that he's able to communicate and he is excited about all of this. What does he think about? I mean, obviously, it's got to be so rewarding to be able to do it. But how excited is he, and how does he share that with you?
He can still smile. He can still put his eyebrows up and down and blink once for yes, twice for no. So, yeah, he could tell by his facial expressions. He was just so happy to see Jarrett a while ago. He'd raised his eyebrows, blinked, and smiled, all three of them. So, you know, he's happy when he does all three of that.
You mentioned Jarrett. Of course, we'll hope to have him on the program with us a little bit later as well. And he is going to be inducting Steve in. The thoughts about that, you know, having, of course, Walter Payton, one of Steve's great teammates, and Jarrett, you know, a member of that great family. They were great friends, too.
I got to tell you, Jarrett just told me something that made me cry. He's never worn his father's gold jacket, Walter's jacket, but he's going to wear it to introduce Steve.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you know, Walter was the first Bear to go in, and Steve changed Jarrett's diapers. Jarrett was our star player when Steve was head coach in the Chicago Slaughter, and Jarrett made his first touchdown, and we went undefeated to the championship. So, yeah, I went to dancing. Me and Brittany did Dancing with the Stars together. So it's a whole family, you know, circle thing going on with that.
There is so much love around this, not only that great love for the team, but also a great love story, you and Steve, and then just the love that everybody has for each other. And there's just so much going on for this. It just means so much more, even than just football. So, Misty, we'll let you get back to it. But I can't thank you enough for everything you've done.
Thank you as well. Okay.
A lot of emotion there, Misty McMichael. And, of course, coming up to the culmination of so many efforts on the Hall of Fame and with Steve and, of course, the Higher Purpose building in to raise awareness for ALS. It's all going to happen out there all weekend and in Canton and Mongo's Hall Ball. And, of course, we'll have links up at WGN Radio for that as well. And coming up later on in the program, coming up right after this break, live from Canton, we're going to have Rich DeRosa. He's the Chief Communications Officer for the NFL Hall of Fame. He's going to share some of the excitement that's going to be happening, not only around the Bears and the game and the induction and the enshrinement and all of those things, but a lot of the things that the Hall of Fame is doing on a regular basis to be that year-round destination for football fans. I know there's going to be a lot of people from Chicago that are going to get their first look at the Hall of Fame coming up next week, and they're hoping that you will come back and visit on a regular basis. Also, stay tuned. Dan Hampton is going to be joining us. He'll be performing live out at Canton, and along with Otis Wilson, and there'll be so many great Bears players as well, plus Bob Golic's going to join us as well coming up. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you. High atop Chicago Skyline Hall of Fame. Oh, it's Skyline Studio. I've got the Hall of Fame on my mind. And when it comes with everything that is converging, whether it's Bear fans or excitement or just excitement around the NFL season, a guy to have on the line is the one with his hand on the pulse of so much of it is the chief communications officer out there in Canton for the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's Rich DeRosa. Rich, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. I got my hand on my own pulse right now. It's starting to race.
I can imagine, right? You know, for you, it is a year-long labor of love to put this thing on and, of course, have it as that year-round destination. But I got to think, you know, as things are gearing up and we're in the precipice of so much action, you got to be, you know, I don't want to say frazzled, but certainly you're busy.
I'm busy, and hopefully I haven't been doing this a real long time. This is a blessing for me, kind of a second career after a long career in media in different ways. So I haven't been doing this real long, and I finally feel like the game's slowing down a little bit for me. The first couple years I did this, my head was spinning, and hopefully I'm a little bit more of a seasoned veteran now and not quite as surprised by everything that comes along. So we'll see. Around this time next Sunday, I'll be the guy who looks like he needs his vacation.
Well, so Rich DeRosa's in the zone, right? If it's starting to slow down a little bit, that's something you could definitely look forward to. And it is, I feel like it's a moving target. You look at the NFL with the draft, where it changed from and has been evolving from an event that was, you know, just obviously something necessary to draft players and assign them to teams, but they've turned it into a fan-facing experience in a bigger way. And of course, everything that goes along with the Hall of Fame and Canton has probably, those mindsets from the NFL side have probably been in play as well for you. So as a lot of Bear fans, more so than normal, I know this is a big event. I always watch it every year. I know millions of people around the country do, but this year it's more of a Bear-centric Hall of Fame kind of weekend than ever before.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, clearly with the team in the game, that's one element. Devin Hester has been probably the most popular of the seven new class members as far as merchandise and people when they call in say, how can I get tickets? We always ask him, hey, who are you coming to see? And Devin's kind of the leader of those seven as far as the number of fans who have identified a particular individual. And then not too far, but certainly not far behind him at all, is anybody who's identifying as a Bears fan is Steve McMichael. And even a little bit Julius Peppers. I mean, to get two, you know, full throttle Bears in and another guy who had some very productive seasons there and some fans identifying, you know, with him, they'll probably be a Bears, a Peppers jersey somewhere in that audience. That's pretty special for us.
And of course, Steve McMichael, Mongo going in after all of those efforts. And Rich, you know, you are the representative for all the teams and all the fans. And here at WGN Radio, we reach 38 states in Canada. So many other teams and fan bases are represented. Do you feel like, have you gotten any feedback from other teams that it's maybe too much Bears, that maybe it's not fair to the other teams?
No, I'll be honest, I've never heard that. You're saying that out loud is really the first time I've ever heard anything like that. I think people know that these things go in cycles, and sometimes it just sort of randomly happens that one team or another, you know, gets two, or, you know, and then they get the game. You know, we do try to make the matchup in the game reflect, you know, fan interest of someone who's going in, and Bears said yes right away when asked about being in the game, and so did the Texans, and the enthusiasm, you know, right behind the enthusiasm in Chicago is the enthusiasm from Houston. It's media base, it's fan base, and it's, I think if there's any place you want to be about a week from now to sneak in, it might be the Texans facilities, because I don't think there's going to be anybody left inside the facilities.
you're trying to plan out like an Ocean's 11 type heist bottles at the Houston facility.
I could never condone such a thing.
No, of course not. Well, so the Hall of Fame itself as a facility is a year-round repository of all of that greatness with the NFL. People visit it, and we're going to get into some of the things that are there and on display and that people see when they visit those 360 plus days. But coming up for this week, if you could describe for the listeners that are maybe on the fence, maybe making their way out, like what events are happening? We know about the enshrinement and the game. Talk about all the action and excitement out there in Canton.
Well, you know, some of the things that, you know, a couple of the things that people can do for free is on Friday morning, all of the new class and all of the returning Hall of Famers. And this year we have a record 113 Hall of Famers who are going to be in town. And those include, you know, I'll keep this rather, you know, you talked about the size of your audience and how far you reach. Well, I'll keep this kind of Bears and Chicago-centric. I mean, Jimbo Covert's coming into town. Richard Dent's coming into town. Mike Singletary's coming into town. I know Dick Butkus would have come into town, and I personally was affected by his passing. He was my first favorite player. So all of those returning enshrinees walk about six city blocks from their hotel, their base of location while they're in town, to a city park, and they take what we call the team photo. That photo you see every year of the new class will be front center, and they'll be flanked by all the other returning Hall of Famers. That is a free event, so if anybody's in town, you know, be sure to go to Centennial Plaza Park on Friday morning to see that. On Saturday morning is about a 2.5 mile long parade route. I think it's the fifth or sixth largest parade in the country, and they estimate the crowds for that at, you know, between 225 and 250,000 people. And I know it always blows away the new class of enshrinees. You know, ask the new class of enshrinees kind of at the end of their experience what some of the most memorable moments were, and every single one of them eventually says that parade was unbelievable. You know, you just, you know, all these people wearing their jerseys and calling out their names as they go by, that they think they know what's coming, but that one always catches them off guard, the magnitude of that. So those are a couple of things that are free. And then, like you said, the game, the enshrinement. And then Friday night, of course, is the night that they get their gold jacket. It's the gold jacket dinner, a new tradition that we want to get going that we started last year, is to have one Hall of Famer place the jacket on another Hall of Famer. So fans will get to see who Devin has picked as his Hall of Famer to put the jacket on it. So I don't want to spoil that surprise, because it's a pretty big one.
Yeah, it's the most exclusive fraternity in sports, in football, for sure. It's a brotherhood. Like, once you're part of that team photo, you are, and it's an opportunity not only to share and celebrate the career, but also to raise awareness about other important things, you know, where some of these either issues or messages can transcend even the football side of it. With Steve McMichael, obviously a beloved Bear, member of one of the greatest teams of all time, almost inarguably the greatest defense of all time, and to have him have that opportunity there. And he doesn't come alone. All those Bears are going to be supporting him for Mongo's Hall Ball. We'll have information about that event, but also to raise awareness for ALS, which I think has struck, you know, a certain amount of NFL greats along the way. Just your thoughts to have, as the communication guy, to have that be part of the conversation.
Oh, it's very special for us at the Hall to just be kind of a cog in getting that message out, and a greater understanding of, you know, what Steve and Misty and the McMike Macy and the extended McMichael family has gone through. And quite honestly, for Steve to get to this point where, you know, the way the disease works, Steve's mentally still all there and able to understand what's happening. He may struggle to communicate it because his body's betrayed him, but he's aware of what's going on, and that makes me feel good. I think it makes all of us in the Hall of Fame feel good that this is happening for him, and he understands it. And we're working out some ways that he can experience it even more. You know, for a long time we talked, you know, was it even feasible to try to get him to Canton? And ultimately that decision was no. But we've got a few surprises for fans, I think, that they're going to see on enshrinement Saturday in how the Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to welcome him into being one of the 378 greatest.
It's going to be exciting. I know that so many fans of football in general and support for that team will be watching all of that. And before we let you go, Rich, I just wanted to share, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go for the first time, that a lot of people from Chicago making their way that pilgrimage to Canton for the first time, that are going to say, wow, I have to come back, or I have to come back and bring so-and-so, or I've got to get the word out. And that has been part of the effort. We talked with Bill Shearer, the mayor of Canton, too, and that that's their goal as well, right? To make it a year-round destination for people. And so before we let you go, share just all the things, without all the Hall of Fame pomp and circumstance, that people enjoy in Canton.
Well, we are blessed with thousands of volunteers who help us pull this off. And so what I think one of the things that any guest who makes, as you called it, this pilgrimage to Canton leaves with is just a sense of what a tight-knit community it is. And you will not struggle to get help if you're wondering where something is or a good restaurant recommendation. It's a pretty easy area to get around in, certainly a lot easier than Chicago. I can speak from experience there. So you won't have some of those frustrations. There's plenty of sights to see. There's plenty of things to do. You know, you can fill up your days besides just going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and doing the events related to the hall. There's lots of other great tourism sites. Listen, we're only about 50 minutes south of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we have a great partnership with them, and we try to steer some of our guests there, and they do likewise, because there's also a lot of overlap between, you know, rock music and football, and even you would know the band at Hampton and McMichael and Wilson and some of the other guys, you know, did and still do to some extent. All that, you know, there's always that tight knit between the rock world and the football world. So certainly, yep, you would want to put seeing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame maybe on your short list of some other things to do.
Rich, I didn't mean for you to have to promote all the other Visitor and Tourism Bureau things around there, but I meant, you know, when it isn't Hall of Fame weekend, there is still so much to see. And in the Hall of Fame itself, regardless of what is your favorite team or your favorite player, so many amazing exhibits and activations right there as the hall continues. It's a living exhibit, right? It changes every year.
I love that about my job, is especially once the season starts, you know, you can be sitting on your couch watching a game, and suddenly it's, you know, it's 3:58 in the afternoon and Justin Tucker's lining up to kick a 67-yard field goal and it goes in. And it's like, oh, I need to go to work. That's a new record. And we're on the phone at 4:01 to the Ravens PR team saying, we want some stuff. And so, yeah, you're right. It is a living, breathing thing, and literally every week something happens in the NFL that sets a record, extends a record, something like that. You know, you get rookies. Nacua last year came right out of the gate and started setting rookie records, and Justin Jefferson's, you know, added to things that he's done faster in his first couple years than anybody else in the league. So we want to reflect that. We're the only place where they have all 58 Super Bowl rings on display.
Very cool.
See Vince Lombardi trophy that will be presented, when Caleb Williams takes the Bears all the way to New Orleans next February. We have the Vince Lombardi trophy that will be presented to the winning team of Super Bowl 59 on display right now. And that's what you were kind of hinting at, that we have a kind of a new marketing slogan: in season, off season, it's always football season. And I marvel at the NFL that they can turn a combine into an event, a draft into an event, a schedule release into an event. Now, finally, we're getting real close to the real thing.
I love it. Richard Rose, you're talking about, we've got the past, the greatness of the Bears, the history, all of that, the present day with the game, and then you've got the future, the Lombardi trophy that may be hoisted, right, if all things go well and the stars align in New Orleans for this next Super Bowl. So, Rich, as we let you go, can you give the website for people to make, you know, get more information about everything that's going on, maybe make plans to come out and see you, whether it is this upcoming weekend or throughout the course of the year? Where can they go?
Absolutely. ProFootballHOF.com. ProFootballHOF.com. Get you everything you want to know. And hey, listen, if you can't make it out this week, and we certainly understand not everybody can, but for the next year, you know, Devin Hester has his own showcase. Steve McMichael has his own showcase as parts of the class of 2024. So those will be on exhibit for quite some time.
Look forward to seeing it. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We know you're in the eye of the storm, and we'll let you get back to it. Thanks, Rich, so much for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great opportunity.
All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Brandon Hyatt. He is the host of Chicago Podcast, one of the architects of Mongoose Hall Ball and behind a lot of the excitement coming up in Canton. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. And on the phone is a guy that is, and I mentioned it, is the architect of this event that's coming up, Mongoose Hall Ball, and been such an advocate over the years at all the tailgates in this past season, for sure, supporting Misty McMichael and wrangling some of the biggest stars in the Bears world. And of course, he does his own podcast, Chicago Podcast. It's Brandon Hyatt. Brandon, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on. Talk a little bit about the excitement that's coming up. I know that there is so much going on with the NFL Hall of Fame, and how cool is it to see so many of your efforts come to fruition this weekend in Canton?
Oh, man, it's truly a blessing. I'm so excited to just be a part of it all and be able to give back, and I'm so excited. I'm counting down the days, brother.
So when you think about all the things that you would normally be able to see in Canton, it is a destination, a place you could go. But if you are a Bears fan, this is the opportunity not only to go and be a part of raising awareness and some funds for a great cause and fighting ALS. But Brandon, talk a little bit about some of the all the Bears stars that are going to be on hand at this event.
Well, right away. So Misty is Misty McMichael. She's going to be interviewing for Steve Mongo McMichael, her husband, and that's going to be awesome to be able to interview with her. She's been my co-host, and we help raise money and, you know, raise awareness, too, for Mongo during this whole thing, and I'm just excited to be a part of that and be able to be invited by him to his big day, you know, the crescendo. Also, Hester and Peppers and some of the alumni that have already been in, Dan Hampton, Singletary, all those guys. It'll be really cool, and I'm very honored and blessed to be able to be a part of it all.
Talking with Misty a little earlier in the program, she mentioned Ric Flair is going to be there. He has a lot of friends, Steve does, in the world of wrestling, too. It's going to be exciting, I think, for fans to be able to hang out with Rick.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. He was going to come. Something happened last September when I threw the benefit for him at Bridges Scoreboard and Chicago Sports Podcast. We've been up there every Monday for a year consistently helping raise awareness to ALS and Steve Mongo and helping raise money for his nurse fund. And she was a really big part of that. We were able to interview all of his friends, some of the wrestlers from back in the day, all those guys, Mick Foley, Goldberg. It was super cool. And my son, he's big on wrestling too. So when I was able to open that door, it made me very proud and happy to do that, you know, that part of it all. He's got, like you said, he's got so many friends everywhere, brother. He's well-loved and liked. So it's really cool.
Yeah, let the listeners know we're talking with Brandon Hyatt. He is the host of Chicago Podcast, such a big part of the tailgates that we do before the Bears, and of course putting together and raising just awareness and just organizing Mongoose Hall Ball. And as we let you go, Brandon, give information like Facebook-wise or social media-wise for people to keep up and hear what you got going on with the podcast.
Chicago Sports Podcast. We're on every night at 9 p.m. Central, on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And then we even pick it up on the weekends. If a celebrity guest like you were to come on, Dane, we would pull out the red carpet and, you know, pencil in whatever it is that you need in order to make that happen. But we're on Twitter, Spotify, we're on Facebook, we're on all those. And it's really cool to be able to get on there on audio and video and be a part of all of that. So yeah, that's when we'll be on. Tail Greeters putting on the benefit for the Mongo Hall Ball. So all the information is on tailgreeter.com. All that money is going towards Steve's fund and ALS and whatnot. So I encourage you guys all to show up and show out and be there. And we're going to have quite a few celebrities there and Bears players and whatnot. So it's going to be a good time. All you can eat and drink, you know, responsibly, of course.
Of course.
celebrate with all those great guys.
Yeah, Brandon, we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all that. I know you and I are going to be doing some things next week in Canton. I want to thank you for jumping on the show, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dan Hampton. He'll be performing live out there in Canton, so stay tuned for that. Dane on 720 WGN. Oh, man, I'm ready. 720 WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. You hear that music, and I think this year, for a bunch of different reasons, it is, wow, it's great to hear, and excited to have on the line the man of many hours here. He's, of course, Bears legend, NFL Hall of Famer, headliner for our hit show, Hamp and OB, and, of course, headliner for Mongo's Hall Ball coming up in Canton to support Steve and fight for ALS. We've got the one and only Dan Hampton. Dan, welcome to WGN.
Hey, good afternoon. I will tell you that, it's the first time I've heard the Bear, the team in a long time. And, man, did it sound good, and they're exactly right. It is it's a time to get excited. We've got some new toys that we probably have never seen in a Chicago Bear uniform before.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to tell you, Dan, when the theme song came on, it did feel like, oh, wow, this is really cool, setting the stage. And you mentioned, before we get into some of the events in Canton, yeah, I mean, there's always optimism and excitement for every Bear season, and people, you know, look towards the positives and are trying to be, you know, enthusiastic. But there just seems to be, like, more excitement and maybe more well-founded excitement this year, you know, with the draft picks and the receiving core and the defense. As a guy who does this all day, every day, is this as excited as you've been in a number of years?
Well, you know, I will be the first one to confess that I was hoping for the best with the Jay Cutler era, and I was so excited. And obviously we know how that turned out, not so good. And so, yeah, it's been, 12, 15 years since I've had this level of anticipation. But there's a lot of reasons. You know, the way the team played at the end of last season, obviously getting a quarterback of the stature of Caleb Williams. You know, guys, think about this. There's 32 teams in the NFL. We've been around the longest. But we don't have one guy that's thrown for 4,000 yards in a season or 30 touchdowns. Everybody else, Tampa Bay. I mean, all the nobodies, they got it. We've never seen it. So this could, you know, again, this could be the beginning of a brand new era.
Excitement for sure, and enthusiasm. One of the things that was so great about your team, the legendary 85 Bears, was it was a collection of amazing, not only players, but personalities. And don't you feel there's just kind of a fun vibe with this team? We hope that it transcends to success on the field, but this is going to be a fun team to watch.
It will be. And again, obviously, you know, when you have a guy, you know, like Walter Payton, who is, a movie star personality. It's all the guys that we played with on defense. That's great. Now this team, they can't expect to become that type of personality overnight. They've got to go out there and do it. And how do you do it? By being successful and finding ways to win ball games. And if they do, my goodness, it'll be just wonderful to embrace that whole new era.
You know, even though people love you and OB, obviously vent your frustrations, it is one of the great things that people love about it. But people are still hoping that there may be more just happiness, right? Just more peaceful happiness as the Bears go out there and win some games. Let's talk a little bit about the happiness that's going to be coming up in Canton. You know, you as a Hall of Famer, you have been there. Many of your teammates are there as well. And to have one of those great personalities and certainly one of those great players from the 85 Bears, your team, your bandmate as well, Steve McMichael, finally getting that ultimate honor in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I went by to see him a couple of days ago, and I was telling him all about the, the excitement, the anticipation, and obviously, you know, it's so sad that he is not able to participate in it. Like, anyone else could, but all that being said, we're still finding ways to make a positive dent, and you know, he's he's one of those guys that obviously this has been a long time coming. You know, 14 years in the NFL, 8 years in the WWF, 15 years in the Chicago Six. He made it. And I told him, I said, what a journey, what a warrior. And obviously it means a great deal to him.
In this team specifically, the way that you guys have, and all teams, I think, in NFL locker rooms, people talk about a brotherhood, but you guys have stayed together in so much. And Dan shared that support that he's had. So many of his teammates, your teammates, have come and visited and supported and will be on hand in Canton for Mongo's Hall Ball.
It'll be great. And it'll be great to see all of them, each and every one. And you know, one of the songs I wrote, it's called it's The Baddest Team Alive. And the last line is, looking back through all the years, a single fact remains. We always played like brothers, and you'll never break the chain. And that's the way it's been. Ever since he fell ill, we've all kind of hunted him, circled him, and did what we could to, you know, at the very least, try and, you know, keep his spirits up, because this is a very insidious, horrible disease that he's fighting.
One of the things that's going to be happening there, and it's been one of the ways that you guys have stayed together and shared just the excitement and passion, is through the Chicago Six. And you guys, you and Otis, are going to be performing live at this event as well. For those people that haven't seen you guys or are excited to come out and see you, what are they going to experience when you're out there?
Well, the band's been around in some form or fashion for almost 30 years. Walter Payton was the original drummer. Dave Durson was a part of it. Three hockey greats. And then this latest group was us. And we all had kind of like our lane. A bunch of parodies and... And we're going to have a huge big screen video tribute to Mongo, showing what he was able to, you know, do in the band and a lot of his greatest hits, if you will. And some of the parodies that we had were just hysterical. Like, all in all, it's just another dick bad call, and you know, other songs like that. So It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of rock and roll good times.
Yeah, there's going to be. I mean, the Hall of Fame is always a great. Oh, go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, Dane. By the way, I love your name. It's just got one too many letters. Anyway, the band, we will perform at the Starr County Fairgrounds. It's a mile away from the Hall of Fame. And you buy a ticket. It's got all you can eat buffet and drinks, and then the band plays from 8 to 9:30. We're going to have special guests. Our Jim Belushi, I think Richard Dent and Jim McMahon, a bunch of other guys that we play with, will be a part of it. And we hope to get them on the stage. We do a rendition of the Super Bowl Shuffle, and I know what you're saying. Why do we have to hear that again? But it's kind of fun, and we'll look forward to getting them up with us.
Oh, no. We want to hear it as many times as we can, and if it can be combined with the hope for new Bears success, I think that will be great. And if you can inspire that, as well as raising awareness, of course, celebrating Steve at the same time. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Tailgreeter.com has got all the tickets. You can see Dan. You can see the band. You can see all of those other Bears players. If Bears fans ever wanted to make a trip to Canton, this is the year to do it. You got them in the game. You have so many great players going there, and of course, one of the greatest of all time being inducted. So Dan Hampton, I'll let you get back to it. I think you're like are you at a tractor pull or something? You're doing something exciting.
I'm driving there as we speak, in the heart of Americana. It's down in a little town called Loda, just north of Champaign, and it's a hoop. My son and I, we love going to them.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and so many fans are going to enjoy Canton and that Hall of Fame weekend with you next week, and hopefully we'll see you out there as well. Thanks, Dan. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Go Bears. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a break. And we come back, I think we're going to have the Johnny Namoff, who is behind the event. He's going to be joining us. I think Nick, the founder and CEO of Tailgreeter, is going to join us. We may have Bob Golic join us as well. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you in for Dean until 1 p.m. A few minutes left and more opportunities to share some of the Bears-related excitement that's going to be happening out in Canton for the NFL and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And one of the big events, so many, there's the Gold Jacket dinner, there is the game itself, there is a bunch of different things happening, and one of them that is new for this year, but going to be setting all sorts of records, not only to raise awareness, but a lot of funds, is Mongo's Hall Ball. And Johnny Namoff is behind it, him and his brother, along with some great help from so many people. Johnny, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me on to talk about this great event.
So definitely give a little bit of perspective. Here's, and we've had a lot of people come on and kind of share it. You can cap it, not only talking about all the great stars that are going to be in attendance. I just heard from Dan Hampton that Jim Belushi may be involved as well. So that's exciting. And then just some of the things people are going to experience and enjoy while they're there celebrating Steve.
You know, we're going to have, for one, if anybody hasn't seen the Chicago Six band play, they're simply incredible. They have their own lyrics to music, and anybody that's a Chicago fan will definitely, I'm not going to give any spoiler alerts, because if you hear it for the first time, you're going to enjoy it so much. The food is going to be amazing. It's 90% Chicago-style food. We had a great house pizza in Elmhurst. Donate a lot of the food, so people will be eating. They're not going to go home with a thirst or be hungry, because there's going to be plenty of stuff there. There's also going to be a live auction and a silent auction to buy some very unique pieces, stuff that Steve has given us over the years. So they're very individual type pieces, as well as a lot of Chicago. We'll have some Cub stuff as well, and the auction, we have very unique items. We're going to have a dunk tank. I'm not going to tell you who you're going to be able to dunk yet. We want that to be a surprise. But there will be a Chicago ex-players, maybe two, that's going to get in the dunk tank for us. ALS is a debilitating disease that there is no cure. Steve is fighting. I ran in the Too Tall Jones last summer, and he goes, let Steve fight his fight. And just like the Chicago Bears, they never die. A monster of the Midwest, Steve is a monster. He talks through his eyes now, and you see the emotion and the fire and the fight in Steve. And I appreciate everybody that could possibly come out and enjoy a day right after the Bears beat the Texans, of course. See all those nice young players trying to get on the team. Come over and spend some time at our Mongo Hall Ball right there in Canton. It's at the fairgrounds. We're going to have a great time. There's all kind of specials that I don't want to even have a spoiler on, because everyone's going to have a great time.
I know that the mayor, we talked with him, mayor of Canton, he's going to be making his way over to celebrate as well. And he had mentioned that his favorite, officially obligated to like the Browns, but he's one of those guys that he said the Bears are his favorite team. Chicago is his favorite team. I got to think that, you know, when it comes to the Bears, especially like those 85 Bears, were one of like America's teams, you know, because, and Dan had mentioned they're going to play the Super Bowl shuffle, which he's like, oh, people might not want to. I'm like, everybody's going to want to hear that. That was great. That was groundbreaking at the time. You never had a team that was so confident and so brash and so talented that mid-season they could go ahead and make a record like that. That was a big hit, and they captured, I think, the hearts, the attention, and certainly the fans of America that year.
You know, there was a magic year. I think I was 23 at the time, and you know, we haven't had that experience since, but I could feel the magic. And the Chicago Bears, and you know, the people that have the memories of the five Bears. From, you know, Tom Thayer, I just talked to him a little bit ago, and he gave me some stories to relate about Mongo, and they all have just such amazing stories of that year and a few years after. I'll tell you one quick thing about Steve. So most people didn't really know Steve's career, realize he played his last year for the archenemy Green Bay Packers. As he did that for him, and they paid him a lot of money, so he still took him to the bank.
Yeah, I mean, a lot, they're living it. So Jim McMahon, too, when he played his last years for the Packers, they ended up going to the Super Bowl. He wore a Bears jersey to the White House with the Packers team, so was able to represent in a big way, too. Johnny, we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that and for people to come out, see you, enjoy the day for Mongo's Hall Ball. And so I appreciate you jumping on a couple times. We're going to get an opportunity to talk with Nick from Tailgreeter here, too. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it. And then on the line, and so this is an event. So, Nick, it's great to have you on. Obviously, listeners are familiar with what it is that you do in those great tailgates that happen before the Bears games that people have been enjoying. Obviously, we've been promoting that as well. But whenever you can build in not only a great time for people, which is what Tailgreeter is all about, but build in a higher purpose, a great cause, it's got to be rewarding.
Hey, Dan, it is absolutely it makes all the difference in the world. And I mean, for a kid that grew up in Chicago, born and raised in the city, to be a part of something like this is just incredible.
Yep. And I want to say this before we get into the event. This is something that we've got a pair of tickets because, you know, there's other things going on. I don't know if you knew that, Nick. This is not related to Tailgreeter, but yeah. A pair of tickets to Peter and the Starcatcher at Paramount's intimate Copley Theater in Aurora, known as the Whimsical Prequel to Peter Pan. The play traces the genesis of Peter with other iconic characters like Captain Hook in the Enchanted World of Neverland. Winner of 5 Tony Awards on stage now through September 1st. Get tickets at ParamountAurora.com. We have two pairs of tickets. I think we're probably going to give at least one of them away to the sixth caller, 312-981-7200. You can do that. That is unrelated to Steve McMichael, but it is related to fun, which we're all about here. So, Nick, back to Tailgreeter and back to the Hall of Fame and all of that. How did this event come together? We've got a couple minutes here just because here's what you have. Not only do you have a great occasion, the culmination of an amazing legendary career, raising awareness on the ALS side, but like the star power at this, you guys have just some great names.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to be hosting everybody. You know, Johnny and Misty have been a huge part of this, just getting us to this point. Last year at all of the Chicago home games, we helped support in any way we could, including bringing out a player every week to do some signings and photos and things like that. So this is kind of a culmination of a year of planning now, which thankfully we get to be a part of.
And for people that want to come out, if you are ever thinking of going to Canton, the Hall of Fame, it's kind of a bucket list event for a lot of people to be able to do that, NFL fans. And if you're a Bears fan or even a fan of general football, this is the year to go with the Bears playing in the game. You've got Mongo's Hall Ball, you've got the enshrinement, all those events specific to the tailgate. Nick, give information of how people can get tickets, get on board, and get out there and enjoy it with us.
Absolutely. Visit tailgreeter.com, TAILGREETER.com. And Mongo's Hall Ball will be right there, front and center. And for people who can't attend, there's still a way to support and to help out. So click on the links all through tailgreeter.com and for all your tailgating needs.
Last 8 seconds or so, tailgreeter.com, we know that. How excited are you for this Bears season, Nick? Does it feel like this is a different kind of year?
This, yeah, it's also what worries me because every year I get really excited going into the season. So I'm tempted to try and calm that. But yeah, the team is looking fantastic. Lots of high hopes with Caleb around and the rest of the offense and what they've been able to put together. So definitely, definitely excitement level is about an 11.
Tailgreeter.com, Mongo's Hall Ball. Get out there and see it. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate you jumping on.
Thanks so much, Dan. We'll see you next week.
All right. We are going to, well, it's almost to the end of the program. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. Thanks to everybody who participated. We had not only the NASCAR side, Julie Giese, Rich DeRoser from the NFL Hall of Fame, and, of course, Dan Hampton as well.